Kid News fans, did you know there's a way to hear the news without hearing ads? Parents and teachers can subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts to not only ditch the commercials, but also unlock access to future bonus episodes and other exclusives from the Starglow Media Network. That means ad-free listening of Kid News every weekday, plus ad-free episodes of Mysteries About True Histories for riddle-obsessed adventurers, Girl Tales for a fun spin on fairy tales, Musicland Stories to help young music lovers catch the beat, and audiobooks adapted for young listeners with classic titles, including Little Women and Moby Dick. Visit starglowmedia.com/subscribe to sign up for Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. That's starglowmedia.com/subscribe.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Friday, April 26, 2024. And we begin with residents in South Carolina calling the cops on bugs. As trillions of cicadas emerge this month after a decade-plus long slumber, a chorus of the red-eyed insects is sending out sounds as loud as a jet engine, leaving locals scratching their heads over the source. The Newberry County Sheriff's Office took to Facebook to reassure citizens that the ear-splitting buzz is simply male cicadas serenading potential mates. However, it turns out that noise could be the least of their concerns. Last month in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, scientists studying the bathroom habits of tree-hugging cicadas reported that the insects have a tremendously powerful urine stream, faster even than elephants and horses. The friendly skies will soon get a whole lot friendlier, especially if you're stuck on the ground. On Wednesday, the U.S. Department of Transportation finalized new rules to better compensate stranded passengers. The first rule guarantees that flyers will receive full cash refunds within a week if their flights are canceled or delayed by at least 3 hours. No headaches or haggling required. Baggage fees, too, will be automatically refunded if lost luggage doesn't find its way home within 12 hours. Another big change, airlines must disclose add-on costs, known as junk fees, for things like checked bags and reservation changes earlier in the buying process, so there are fewer surprises. The new rules will go into effect in 6 months. Spring is in full swing, and along with it, the annual influx of itchy eyes and runny noses. According to the CDC, nearly 1 in 5 kids deal with seasonal allergies to pollen from trees, grasses, and weeds. For millions of kids and adults, these tiny particles pack a giant punch. While it's nearly impossible to steer clear of allergens, experts offer a few suggestions, including keeping windows closed, changing clothes when you come home from being outside, and staying indoors when pollen counts are at their peak. The American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology has a handy tracker on its website that shows what's in bloom in your area. We'll put a link on our website. For the past 8 years, dogs of all sizes and breeds have been making a splash at the annual World Dog Surfing Championships off the coast near San Francisco. Thousands flock to Lindemar Beach in Pacifica to watch wave-riding pups don wetsuits and goggles to hang 10, compete in beach fashion shows, and show off their fetching skills. Now, organizers say cost concerns from rising permits and fees are threatening to wash away the annual competition that raises money for local humane societies and rescue organizations. Organizers are asking for donations from the pooch-loving public to help save the day. It was a swing and a miss for Tiger Woods' 15-year-old son, Charlie. Yesterday in Florida, the teen competed against 83 other golfers in his first attempt to qualify for the U.S. Open, where his dad is a 3-time champion. He shot 9 over 81, failing to qualify for the next round. Had he advanced to the tournament, one of golf's most prestigious competitions, he would be the youngest player in history to do so. More than 10,000 golfers are competing for just 156 available slots. Still to come, an out-of-this-world beverage coming soon to a store near you. But first, the Kid News Quiz. Loud noises from what insects are causing South Carolina residents to call the police? cicadas. U.S. airlines will now have to pony up what for long-delayed or canceled flights? Cash refunds. According to the CDC, what number of kids are affected by seasonal allergies? One in five. Charlie Woods competed to get a spot in what golf tournament? The U.S. Open. In our Kid News Kicker, up until now, you had to travel to a galaxy far, far away, or at least to a Disney park, to try blue milk. Known to Star Wars fans as milk produced by the fictional Banthas, the popular drink has been exclusively for sale at Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland and Disney World. But in honor of May the 4th, also known as Star Wars Day, milk brand True Moo has partnered with Lucasfilm to sell the vanilla-flavored blue milk in stores. And while the half-gallon containers feature a picture of Luke Skywalker battling it out with Darth Vader, the beverage inside isn't exactly what they sell at Disney. Disney's milk is plant-based. True Moo's comes from cows. Before we go, shout-outs to our Kid News classrooms, Ms. Persley and her Rangers at Pine Ridge in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Ms. Altshuler and her Greyhounds at Gilman in Baltimore, Maryland, and Mrs. Hennepin and her Cavaliers at W.C. Friday Middle School in Dallas, North Carolina. Thanks for listening. Parents and teachers, remember to look for our weekly word search in your emails and have your kids test their news memory with our Week in Review quiz up on our website. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here for more Kid News Monday morning.